First of all, let's talk about some of the things that you're going to be hitting on at tonight's talk.
Sure. I'm going to be talking about what is summarized in the title of my book, Small, Gritty, and Green. For about 30 or so years, smaller industrial cities like Rochester and Syracuse, mainly located in the Northeast and Midwest, have been gradually dropped out of the urban conversation among the most influential urban theorists. And I wrote this book in part to address this oversight and to take a careful look at the virtues and strengths of smaller industrial cities.
I understand that you have some familiarity with the region. You're from outside of Syracuse. You spent some time in Rochester. Maybe with that sort of hometown bias coloring your perspective, is there anything that these upstate cities are doing right? And, you know, are there also things that we could be doing better at?
This gets to the gritty and green parts of my book. These cities have happened to be located amid some of the richest farmland on Earth. And in a low-carbon future, I think that one of the ways that they can find that they should be diversifying is by developing their agricultural sector and relocalizing their food systems. And so they have a great deal to gain, perhaps disproportionately more to gain, from curbing sprawl and protecting the farmland in their regions. And they also have well-developed, manufacturing infrastructure. By that I mean, older manufacturing plants, thinking of Kodak here, as well as manufacturing skill that can be repurposed for the production of the kinds of technology that we will need to develop for a low-carbon economy.
So you're kind of saying that this network of small cities like those cities that we find in upstate New York really may be the model for facilitating that future development.
Right. It's not necessarily in competition with big cities like New York, but as a sort of complementary model for understanding the kind of advantages that these cities have.
You know this stuff probably better than most. In your estimation, what's the biggest challenge to realizing this vision?
I think that the biggest challenge is political will. We certainly have, a system that could allow these sorts of changes to happen. We have a historic divide between the suburbs and the countryside and the inner city. And if we're really going to rebuild our smaller cities and take advantage of their natural strengths and their manufacturing heritage, we really do have to bridge this divide between the countryside, the suburbs, and the city.
All right. Well, Catherine Tumber, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Zach.